New Year's is a holiday all about one thing, really. Time. It's a celebration of time, the passing of it, the hope for improved fortunes in future times. The world celebrates the flipping of the proverbial calendar, for those of us who still use paper calendars anyway. A celebration of the good times of the past year, or perhaps a lamenting of the bad times. A hope for good times in the coming year. It's a holiday for looking back and a holiday for looking forward. It's all about time. Interestingly, for those of us who follow a liturgical calendar, this holiday is oddly out of place in time. We in the church celebrated the beginning of the new year about 5 weeks ago when Advent started. Around that time, we were considering the return of our Lord in our readings, the second coming of Christ. And there were lessons revolving around the end times. Meanwhile, the rest of the world thought it was celebrating Christmas. Now, here we are in the church celebrating Christmas, and here we are now talking about the end times. It's very confusing. Christ's return, the end of time. Of course, for many, this is a pretty simple night filled with a lot of revelry, flavored with a bit of drunkenness, maybe seasoned with a dash of debauchery, so I suppose that it's better that we're here instead of out doing those things. If you think back exactly 20 years ago, those of you who are old enough, that New Year's was surrounded by lots of apprehension. The coming of the new millennium, never mind that that really happened in 2001, but the Y2K bug, when all the computers were going to crash and mayhem was going to be would result. Many people thought that New Year's Day 2000 was it. That was the end. It was all over. But here we are. We survived Y2K. We survived the end of the Mayan calendar. We survived the end of the world predictions by Harold Camping and Pat Robertson and Robert Wineland, and the list goes on and on. All these who have predicted the end of the world. Here we are in church again. Another year about to pass. Here we are waiting. As time marches on. In our Old Testament lesson, God talks about time. The word he gives to Isaiah is to be inscribed in a book, that it may be for the time to come as a witness forever. The eternal words of God. But these are not celebratory words that Isaiah brings. God tells Isaiah, for they are rebellious people, lying children, children unwilling to hear the instruction of the Lord, who say to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us what is right. Speak to us smooth things. Prophesy illusions. I don't think the people of Israel were that much different than the people of today. They wanted to be told things that made them feel good. They didn't want to hear the truth about God, all that stuff about sin. It seems that some things never change with time. We hear St. Paul tell the same thing to Timothy when he says, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. Dear saints, that time is now, as it has been for many years. And make no mistake, we too in the church are resistant to the word of God. We too sometimes have itching ears. We want to be maybe not told about our sinfulness quite so much, or our lying or our rebellion, but of things that churn up the sentimentality or the happy emotions. Tell us about those things, Pastor. The words of Isaiah for us are for us to consider as well. How do we spend our time? Do we spend it in the timeless word of God? Or do we turn away from the truth and chase after myths when it suits us? Our time in this life is limited. How are we spending it? Now, it seems as human beings, we have a very conflicted relationship with time. Sometimes we want more of it. Sometimes we want it to move faster. Sometimes time flies by, and sometimes it drags. The older I get, the more the years just seem to fly away. Time is a resource, but one which all of us tend to not always manage very well. We can waste time, and then we get concerned about being out of time. As the hymnist Isaac Watts reminds us, time, like an ever-rolling stream, soon bears us all away. We fly forgotten as a dream dies at the opening day. And there's a cheery New Year's Eve thought for you. We have a God who created time, a God who exists outside of time, a God for whom time is an open book in front of him. He, the author of time, a transcendent God who exists for all time, was before time began, will be when time is over. God's time is certainly not our time. But the same God enters into time, our time. He subjects himself to it. It is Christmastide, after all, and we remember he who is God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, the Son of God who was in the beginning with God, through whom all things were made. We don't have a God that only exists outside of time. We do not have a God that made the universe and now is sort of idly watching to see what happens, like some kind of middle school play unfolding in front of him, who knows whether it's a tragedy or a comedy. No, we have a God that for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man. Born at a certain time when Caesar Augustus was emperor, when Quirinius was governor of Syria, Luke tells us, planting these events of our Lord's birth in time. God entered into our world. He entered into our time. He might live for a while with us time-bound creatures. And was crucified in time under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day rose again according to the scriptures. These events of Jesus happened in time to save those of us who are stuck in time. St. Paul says it this way, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law. And again, for while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. You see, God's in control of time, all of time, including yours and mine. That's what the book of Revelation is really all about. God's work in the world, in and through us, through the church, throughout time. And it is God and he alone who will determine when our time in this life ends and when time itself ends. You must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. We are always to be ready, always to be prepared should our time come, or should the Lord return in his glory to recreate heaven and earth. Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. So here we wait, our lamps burning, sober and watchful, waiting for the return of our Lord. Christ's time on earth, living here as Jesus of Nazareth, ended as he ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father and will come again to judge the living and the dead. However, the Son of God still comes to us in time. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them, says Jesus. The picture in the first chapter of Revelation is an all-powerful Christ, not far away up in heaven, but standing in the middle of his church, standing there present with his people, not far away, with his servants in his hands. Christ continues to speak to you through his Holy Spirit and his word in the here and in the now. He came with water to wash away your sin in baptism on a particular day. And every week he comes to you in this place, at this altar, to feed you his very body and blood for the forgiveness of your sin. God is not merely watching us from a distance, but he is here now and in time for us. And when your time does come, he will take you to be with him in eternity. Therefore, be watchful, be ready, Your Lord has come, has been born of Mary, has died and risen and ascended, and your Lord is coming again. The time is short. The time is near. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.